WHYY has heard from lots of listeners asking what it's like to get the COVID-19 vaccines. Our health desk help desk reached out to some of the first people in the Philly region to get the shots, healthcare workers.
My name's Erica Harris. I'm an emergency physician at Einstein Medical Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Gregory Berry. I'm the lead hospitalist at Nazareth Hospital.
My name is Linda Thomas Mabine, Dr. Thomas Mabine. I do see patients in consultation in the ED as a gynecologist.
If someone's admitted from the emergency room, they will be admitted to our service.
My full name is Astrid Colon Torres. I'm 27. I'm a social worker, and I do have direct clinical experience with patients.
So the COVID patients would be our patients.
We've seen the worst of what this can do to people, and I think we all live with this fear of, will this be the time I catch this?
I do know that in March, when we first started this, a lot of coworkers were getting sick, and I moved out into an Airbnb. My significant other, she's a physician, and we both realized that the infection control was breaking down.
And with our numbers climbing, it's getting harder when we're facing shortages of, you know, availability for beds and things like that.
We have separate bedrooms, and when we watch television, we're in the same room, but we're 6-12 feet apart.
I actually had a conversation with my mom. And she was the first person that kind of sat me down and said, you know, if you were offered the vaccine, would you get it? I said yes, because I kind of wanted, you know, some of my older family members who do have underlying conditions to be able to have some hope and not live in fear.
I have to tell you, I did have some skepticism about proceeding with getting the vaccine. I'm an African-American physician, and many of the staff said, hey, Dr. Thomas, are you going to get the vaccine? People of color like myself. And I realized that if I did step up and do this in addition to my own protectiveness in my family, that I was setting a tone.
You pretty much get the shot like you would any other shot. If you've had a flu shot before, pretty much for me, it felt exactly like getting my flu shot.
It went very easy. There was a sense of euphoria, of light at the end of the tunnel.
There was a lot of excitement there. There was absolute no negative, you know, cloud in the whole room.
The vaccine itself was painless. I have had no side effects. I have not even had a sore arm.
I did experience chills. It was just that one night, and I would probably say it was about, you know, 2 to 3 hours.
Day three, I had no side effects. I had a little soreness in my arm.
The morale now is incredible in the hospital. It's the first time we are feeling lighter in our step.
I woke up this morning with this clarity, this sense of wellness that I haven't felt in a very long time.
I think of it like an insurance policy, that it's sort of like my backup, especially for now. In the immediate sense, it has done nothing because it will take several weeks, probably 5 to 6 weeks, until I'm actually fully immunized. And so it's not going to change my behavior so much. I'm going to continue to be careful, but it will make walking into that room of the patient in respiratory distress who are putting a breathing tube into it will make that encounter easier for me, knowing I have immunity, I'm okay.
I'm well aware that there are not a lot of people in the higher positions in healthcare that look like me, you know, that speak Spanish at home like me, that have a lot of similarities to my life experiences. So I think that's what kind of pushed me to be, well, if I'm just the one Puerto Rican that people see, maybe it'll encourage them to do more research, not necessarily get the vaccine, but, you know, have a little bit more trust in, you know, medical systems.
I got text messages and calls, and my mom, everybody was just thrilled, and because they worried about me every day. As the only physician in the family, now they feel relieved that I am going to be okay, and I'm hopeful that they will get the vaccine as well.
We're all trained to walk into the fire. You just run towards the emergency. You don't run away from it. But by the end of your shift, you have this cumulative effect of having cared for so many sick patients that could potentially make you sick that you kind of reckon with it at the end. You don't provide less care, but you've absorbed a lot of that psychological impact of that fear, and then you take it home and you're exhausted.
I realized that the stress of the of knowing that every day I could have potentially have gotten COVID, that's gone now.
Even with this surge, which is difficult right now, we have hope.
It's wonderful. We're so excited. It's a gift.
This story was produced by me, Nina Feldman, Alan Yu, and Zoe Reed. If you have questions about the COVID-19 vaccines or the current surge, ask them at whyy.org/vaccine.